So you're about to give a work presentation and you feel like when you're standing on stage, there's a spotlight right on you. Your palms are sweaty, your knees are weak, your arms are heavy. No, we're not breaking into an Eminem song, but you get the picture. Today, we're gonna turn those nerves into pure presentation gold. So grab your notes, get ready to talk about acing your next work presentation. I got you covered. Let's get into it. First things first, let's talk about preparation. It's like going on a road trip. You wouldn't want to just jump in the car without a map, right? Or some sort of GPS. The same thing goes for your presentation. So start by understanding your audience. Are they colleagues? Are they managers? Are they maybe clients? Knowing who is listening is like having the GPS set to the best route, the most scenic route. Now let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Your content. Make it as sticky as a piece of gum on a hot sidewalk. How? Well, by making it relevant and relatable. The two R's, relevant and relatable. Remember that time when you sat through an unbearably boring presentation and all you could think about was what you were gonna have for lunch? Yeah, we don't want that. So use real world examples that are gonna resonate with your audience. Like if you're talking about efficiency, don't just throw numbers around. Tell them how the new software is like having a personal assistant who's had 3 cups of coffee and is ready to take on the world. That's much more of a picture that you've painted for them. You see the difference? You know, stories are not just the secret sauce. They're the whole darn feast when it comes to presentations. They're like that one friend who always has the best anecdotes at parties. So weave a story into your talk. They transform your talk from a monologue into a dynamic, living conversation. It's like that one friend who just captivates the entire room at a get-together, not by rattling off facts and figures, but by sharing a tale that has everyone hanging on their every word. So when you're up there, ready to present, think of yourself as the storyteller around a cozy campfire. Your audience, gathered around the flickering flames of curiosity, is craving a narrative that'll transport them. So share a tale of triumph, like how a once struggling sales team turned their fortunes around with your new sales strategy, hitting record numbers and earning accolades. Paint the audience a picture so vivid that they can see themselves in the story, rooting for the underdogs. Or maybe you might want to dive into a challenge that seemed insurmountable at first, like the time the IT department was up against Cyber Mount Everest, but with grit, teamwork, and your innovative security software, they planted the flag of victory at the peak. It's these types of stories of human experience, of struggle and success that resonate on a frequency everyone can tune into. Now let's talk about Sarah from accounting. For example, when you're giving a presentation, don't just say our software has a great feature set. No, boring. Instead, tell them how Sarah, who was buried under a mountain of spreadsheets and paperwork, used your product and became the most efficient worker in the office. How? Because your software was the Sherpa that guided her to the summit of productivity. Now, she's not just another employee, she's a legend. And that's the power of a good story, right? It turns these abstract features into concrete heroes that we might even be able to relate to. So you see, by weaving narratives into your presentation, you're not just speaking, you are engaging. You're not just informing, you're inspiring. And that, my friends, is how you turn a simple presentation into an unforgettable experience. Visuals. They can make or break your presentation. So listen up if you are the person who uses slides and other visual aids. Have you ever seen a slide that is so cluttered it looks like a toddler's art project? And not in a cutesy fun way. We're going for the opposite, right? You want to use visuals that support your story, not drown it. You can think of visuals, good visuals, as the Robin to your Batman. A graph here, a photo there. But remember, simplicity is your best friend. We're going for minimalism, even those maximalists out there. I see you. And please, for everyone's sake, let's retire those overused clip arts and go for something fresh and new. Think out of the box. So I want you to think back to a time where a particular image stopped you in your tracks. What was it about that visual that captured your attention? Was it the vibrant colors, the unexpected subject matter, or maybe the way that it made you feel? It could be all of the above. That's the kind of reaction that you want from your audience. So when you're choosing your images, your graphs, your charts, think about their impact. Use colors that stand out, but harmonize with your message. For example, you might use a bold red to convey urgency, or you might use a calming blue to instill trust. But you see, visuals aren't just about pictures and graphs and fun fonts. They're about creating a visual journey. If you're the type of person who uses animations, that's great, but you want to use them sparingly and think of it really as a way to guide your audience through the narrative. Don't get caught up in all these fancy animations, particularly for those work presentations, right? Let each animation be more of like a subtle guide rather than a carnival ride. And remember, the best visuals are often the ones that ignite imagination. So use metaphors and analogies that paint a mental picture. For example, let's say you're talking about growth. Why not show a time lapse of a seedling bursting through the soil into a flourishing plant? What a marvelous image. Also, consider the layout of your slides. Just like a well-organized room, a well-organized slide feels inviting. Align your elements neatly. Use fonts that are easy on the eyes. Watch out for clashing colors and leave plenty of white space to avoid overcrowding. That tires the eye and it tires your audience. The other way you can look at it is thinking of it, your slide, as a billboard, right? What's that one thing you want drivers passing by at 60 miles an hour to remember? That's what you want to put on your slide. Not all the information, not every single fact and extraneous information, but what's that one takeaway that you want people to leave with? Put that on your slide. Okay, so engagement is not just key. It's the lifeblood of a standout presentation. You're not a human radio, so don't just broadcast. Create a two-way street. Create a conversation. It's kind of like throwing a ball into the audience and then inviting them to toss it back to you. Right? It keeps everyone on their toes and engaged. And before you know it, they're part of the journey with you. There's that interactive element that makes it more fun for you as well as your audience. Think about it. When you're chatting with your friends, you're not just lecturing them. Well, I should hope not, because that would be kind of unfortunate for your friends. But you're in that exchange, right? It's a lively exchange, a lively back and forth. That's what we call a conversation. That's the vibe that you want to strike, not the human radio vibe broadcasting into the void, but the two-way street that invites your audience to take a stroll with you. You might even want to kick off with a question that sparks curiosity and not just a yes-no question, boring. You want to have a question that gets them thinking, an open-ended question, something that asks them to ponder, like, I've never actually looked at it like that before, right? Get their brainwaves fired up. It's like lighting a match to a bonfire of ideas. That's what we want. And then when they throw in their two cents, acknowledge their contributions. Why is that important? Because it shows that you value their input and it turns a monologue into a dialogue. And no, we don't want that monologue. We would rather have that dialogue. That's how you make it engaging and memorable for the audience. Also, don't shy away from asking for opinions. Yeah, encourage them to share their experiences that relate to your topic. That's important. Don't make these tangential. Make them related to your topic, right? So it's like opening a window in a stuffy room. It brings in fresh perspectives and keeps the air circulating. And who knows? Their insights might just shine a new light on the subject at hand, which would be great. In an online presentation environment, you might even decide to throw in a quick poll, right? It's a fun, interactive way to get the pulse on the room. And you can use that tool for live results, and you watch the room light up as the bars rise and fall on the screen, because that's exciting for people. They are experiencing that in real time, right? This not only keeps everyone on their toes, but it also injects a dose of energy into the room, into the virtual space. Even so, before you know it, they're not just spectators, they're active participants on this journey with you. That's what we want. And you want to know a little secret? Engagement can be a safety net. That's right. If you sense like you're losing them, that they're not on the same page as you, throw out a lifeline. Ask them to weigh in. Ask them to share a challenge that they've faced that's related to your topic that you're discussing. It's a reset button that brings the focus back to the room and re-energizes your presentation. By fostering this interactive environment, you're doing more than sharing knowledge. You're creating a shared experience. And that's what sticks with people long after the slides fade to black. They're gonna remember how you made them feel like they were part of something, not just spectators, but co-creators of the session. And that, my friends, is the magic of real engagement. Confidence, oh sweet, sweet confidence. So confidence is not just about what you say, but how you say it, right? And you've probably figured that out by now. Stand tall, make eye contact, own your body language, and own that room. Remember, you're the expert here, at least on the subject matter that you're presenting, right? They're not just buying into your words, but they're also buying into your belief in those words. And guess what? If you stumble, so what? Just own it with a smile. We're human. We stumble. It happens. Life goes on. It's not about being perfect. What is perfect anyway? I don't even know. It's about being present. And that presence is going to ground you in the moment and is also going to help you be more confident with your subject matter and with your audience, that image that you're projecting onto them as well. Remember that old age truth that we heard growing up as kids? Practice makes perfect, practice makes perfect. I just remember it, you know, when I was playing piano. Practice makes perfect, practice makes perfect. And you know what? There's a lot of truth in that. The more we practice something, the better we become at it, the more our confidence levels go up, and we're just more at ease with what we're trying to convey to people, right? So you definitely want to run through your presentation like it's the final performance. Do a couple dress rehearsals, get everything nicely organized, and then you want to present it. Present it in front of your pet, present it in front of your fish, present it in front of your reflection or to a friend who owes you a favor and doesn't mind sitting through your presentation. Hopefully it's a fun one. The more you practice, the smoother it'll go. It's like rehearsing for a play. You want to know your lines so well that if someone were to throw a tomato at you, you'd catch it without missing a beat. Now, I hope nobody throws a tomato at you, but you would be able to stay in character, right? Not miss a beat. Tech, tech, tech. Tech is a fickle friend. So always do a tech check. See, it rhymes so nicely. Tech check before your presentation day. Check your slides. Check the projector. If you're presenting on a different computer, log in. Make sure everything is set up ahead of your presentation, right? Check the mic. Mic check. If the mic fails, do you have the capacity in your breathing to be able to carry your words in the room, right? The people in the back, can they hear you? So you gotta check your tech. Right? It's kind of like remembering to check the weather before you head out onto your hike. You wouldn't want to get caught in the rain without your rain gear. And you definitely, definitely, definitely don't want to get caught in the middle of a frozen slide when you're in the flow. That would really, really be unfortunate. But hey, look, it's happened and I've lived to tell the tale myself. Now, tech checks can really help you there, but you know, it happens and you just have to accept that you need to go on. You need to find a way to improv or to do your presentation without the slides. In other words, don't let your tech be your crutch. What will you do? How will you bounce back if your tech fails? And like I said, in my teaching, in my presentations, I've had moments where tech has failed on me. And you know what? The show went on. The show must go on, as they say in theater. I think we're ready for some pizzazz, don't you? This is where your personality shines, right? You are not like the next person. You are different. You are original. So throw in a bit of humor if that's your thing. Dash of passion. Sprinkle in a little charisma. It's like adding some seasoning to a dish. It brings out the flavors and makes it more memorable. So you're not eating something bland that you just don't really want to eat. Not even for the nutrients necessarily. So you got to add that pizzazz. Whatever it is authentic to you, add your pizzazz. And that's really it, my friends. With these tips, my hope is that you will feel more confident and ready to ace your next work presentation. And I really think that you're ready to knock it out of the park. With these steps, if you practice and you get more comfortable, you will knock their socks off. And remember, it's not just about sharing information, right? It's about telling a story that sticks, engaging with your audience, sharing things that resonate with them, and delivering it with confidence. So go out there and do this thing. You probably thought that this was the end of the video. Well, it is and it isn't, because I want to share this. Before you take off, I want to ask you, are you feeling kind of held back by social anxiety? Do you want to boost your career? Do you want to elevate your social game? Well, then I really invite you, I strongly encourage it, in fact, that you check out our group coaching program where we tackle these kinds of challenges head on. Yes, they're relevant. Yes, they're relatable. Yes, you will use them in real life. So we equip you with the social superpowers and the career catapults that you've been searching for this whole time. You can think of it as your personal think tank where you get tailored advice that fits you just right, just like that nice jacket. It's a space where your career questions and your social fluency inquiries meet their answers and where you can make meaningful connections with people who are leveling up like you. Yes, from the comfort of your home, because we have an online community. And so if you're interested, you can sign up and go to academy.xlearning.co and you can join the Executive Communication Lab group coaching plan. I know it's a mouthful, but that's where our group coaching plan is, so you can check it out. And then of course we have our amazing community. If you want the self-guided study yet fully supported journey, I'm there the whole entire way. The Exploring Academy plan is your jam. It's not just your average network. It's more like a family that you chose for your professional life and your personal growth. It's a place where you can swap stories, share wins, and maybe even find your next big opportunity. It's all about connecting with people who get it, because they're right there with you. So come on and join us. You can go to academy.exploring.co and check out the Exploring Academy plan. And for those of you who love a good challenge, a nice little stretch goal, well, we've got the 33-day Executive Excellence Challenge. And you know, it's not about transforming you overnight. That doesn't really exist, does it? It's not how excellence works. It's about instead taking these small daily steps that add up to big leaps in how you lead and how you succeed. So if this sounds like your kind of challenge, then let's get you signed up. That's available to you as soon as you join either of the two paid plans that we have. And if you're ready to take things further, I am right there with you. Let's make it happen. Check out the links in the description, or you can just hop on over to academy.exploring.co and go see for yourself. Thanks so much for hanging out with me and spending your time here. Before we head our separate ways, I do want to hear from you. Which of these strategies resonated with you the most? What are you going to use in your next presentation? Let us know. Share it in the comments. It's not just about me talking, but trying to have a conversation here, right? So also, I want you to hit that like button if you did find these tips valuable, and subscribe for more insights on how to make your workplace your stage, how to elevate your social life, and all that good stuff in between. Until next time, keep up the awesome work, and I'll see you soon. Happy exploring, everyone.